I was dealing with the military side within MEBG and the civil organization run by Tom Bremen, and I remembered his name now, Tom Bremen. They were dealing with civil. They had obtained from the ONGC, ONGC being Oil and Natural Gas Company of India, a letter of intent to purchase perhaps 12 WG, a reasonable number anyway, of WG-30s. And the company, very unwisely it seems, ordered all the bits and pieces, started buying engines and scheduling this, that and the other for these aircraft. But it turned out that the letter of intent had no legal meaning whatever. And the ONGC just prevaricated, and at the end of the day, it became clear that these aircraft were never going to be delivered. In the meantime, the government, which had loaned something like £30 million to get the WG-30 production up and running, would begin to ask questions about how it was going to repay.
This is the UK government, yeah.
Yeah, the UK government. Yeah. So that's really got itself into real financial straits. Bristow made a bid for the company as a whole, which was interesting, especially he recently offered me a job, so I felt a little bit safer than some people in the circumstances. But his bid was rejected because he had strings attached. He wanted a guaranteed order from the British government for so many helicopters, and he wanted the 30 million launch aid written off. Of course, the government refused, so he sort of disappeared from the thing. Mm-hmm. Then began the argument about, well, what about tying up with Sikorsky and Augusta? Well, originally, Sikorsky, Fiat and Hansen, I think, were the companies that were involved originally. And Sir John Cuckney was a wonderful man. He was a really, really capable, but he was also a very nice man. And he knew his way around industry, saved a number of failing industries. He knew his way around government. He knew his way around politics. And he really steered this thing through. So we had him at the helm of the main board steering us through. We had Hugh Stewart, who was a pretty doer individual, but nevertheless was a good financial manager. He was stopping up the holes in our bucket everywhere he could. I was trying to do the day-to-day things and keep things running, and it was quite helpful that I was well known and I knew the company well and I knew individuals in the company. There was hardly anywhere where I didn't, you know, have pretty good knowledge of what was going on.